This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored India's commitment to deepening economic ties with Cyprus as he addressed the business roundtable in Limassol during his official visit. Prime Minister Modi said that beginning the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Cyprus in 23 years with a business roundtable highlights the importance India places on economic engagement. He noted, Cyprus has long been a trusted partner with significant investments flowing into India, and added that many Indian companies view Cyprus as a gateway to Europe.
साइप्रस लंबे समय से हमारा विश्वसनीय पार्टनर रहा है और भारत में यहाँ से उल्लेखनीय निवेश भी हुआ है कई भारतीय कंपनियों ने भी साइप्रस को यूरोप का गेटवे के रूप में ही देखा है आज आपसी व्यापार 150 मिलियन डॉलर पहुंच गया है लेकिन हमारे रिश्तों की वास्तविक क्षमता इससे बहुत अधिक है
The Prime Minister said India is focusing on sectors like maritime and port development, shipbuilding and shipbreaking, and is introducing new policies to promote them. He also said the Indian civil aviation sector is expanding rapidly with over 1,000 aircraft orders placed by Indian carriers. Mr. Modi highlighted India's transformation through structural reforms. He said the implementation of GST brought in the concept of one nation, one tax, while corporate tax rates were rationalized and thousands of outdated laws decriminalized. He stressed that India is now not only focused on the ease of doing business, but also on the trust of doing business, supported by clear policies and a stable political environment. He said over the last 10 years, India has witnessed a digital revolution, making financial inclusion a global example.
पिछले 10 वर्षों में डिजिटल रिवॉल्यूशन आया है, फाइनेंशियल इंक्लूजन एक मिसाल बना है, यूनिफाइड पेमेंट्स इंटरफेस यानी यूपीआई के माध्यम से आज विश्व का 50% डिजिटल ट्रांजैक्शन भारत में होता है। फ्रांस जैसे कई देश इससे जुड़े हैं। साइप्रस को भी इससे जुड़ने के लिए बात चल रही है और मैं इसका स्वागत करता हूं।
Mr. Modi further noted that India is investing over $100 billion annually in futuristic infrastructure and is moving rapidly towards becoming the world's third largest economy.
भारत में फ्यूचरिस्टिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर के विकास में हम 100 बिलियन डॉलर से अधिक का सालाना निवेश कर रहे हैं। इस वर्ष के बजट में हमने मैन्युफैक्चरिंग मिशन की शुरुआत की है विश्व में वैक्सीन जेनरिक मेडिसिन और मेडिकल डिवाइसेस की मैन्युफैक्चरिंग में भारत वर्ल्ड लीडर्स में से एक है
He said, today India is one of the fastest growing emerging economies with a clear policy roadmap. Embassy of India in Iran has issued an advisory saying all Indian nationals and persons of Indian origin in Iran are required to remain in touch with the embassy to avoid all unnecessary movements. The advisory was issued in view of the current situation in Iran. All Indian nationals and persons of Indian origin have been asked to follow embassy social media pages for updates. The emergency contact numbers are +98 91 281 09 115 or and +98 91 281 09 109. Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the preparation for the forthcoming census with the Union Home Secretary and other senior officials in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Shah said in a social media post that the Gazette notification of the census will be issued today. The census will include caste enumeration for the first time. The Home Minister said as many as 34 lakh enumerators and supervisors and around 1.3 lakh census functionaries will conduct the operation with cutting-edge mobile digital gadgets. And that's the end of this news bulletin.